You are now on Mount Tonal Occidentale. The whole of the ridge you have just walked along is a sequence of gun positions, some of which are still easily to identify while others are virtually unrecognizable now either because they have collapsed or because the vegetation has grown over them. The anti-aircraft positions are especially distinctive. On the Adamello front, and in particular along the Tonal roadblock fortifications, these have left a very clear mark on the Graiole ridge north of Ponte di Legno town. Their foundations, on which small caliber guns could be positioned for anti-aircraft purposes, took a range of forms. They were all, however, designed to enable guns to rotate completely, 360 degrees. This anti-aircraft battery, together with that located at Fort Corno d'Aula and the Cima Blyce, Dosso Propazzoni and Costa di Casamadre emplacements ensured an optimal barrier to protect Ponte di Legno town and the upper Camonica valley from shelling. In addition to these guns, fake guns made of wood painted black were also positioned on the ridges in especially visible locations and designed to frighten the Austrian aviators, as can be seen from certain rare period photographs. Some positions, like the renovated Cima Blyce positions, were circular in shape and made of dark-colored shaly rock with a narrow reinforced concrete column in the middle. The guns, which were to be free to rotate 360 degrees, were attached to these. In other cases, the same effect could be obtained with a machine gun attached to a pile of stones around 150 centimeters high, which enabled machine guns to be moved around these piles.